For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. LGBTQ groups in Billings are trying to increase the number of safe spaces for youth. Saturday night, 406 Pride held its first prom in partnership with another group, Rainbow Coffee House. Halfway through the night, organizers interrupt the dancing for a classic prom tradition.
So we are now going to do the official crowning of the Royal Court for prom.
Around 50 students dance and snack on rainbow cupcakes at the venue downtown. Friends Casey Abels and Rin Ruiz stand outside the venue. Abels identifies as lesbian and says she feels more accepted at this prom than she would at a dance organized through her high school.
Other couples or just people who go, they will give you weird looks, they'll call you names, and you just don't want to go.
Ruiz identifies as pansexual and agrees that this prom gives her a comfort that her high school prom would not.
Kind of just a freedom to not worry about being ridiculed or just kind of cast aside.
Both students agree they have felt isolated from their classmates.
It's always been kind of a hostile environment. Even though more people are accepting, there's still that hostility, like, lingering.
And especially since it's like Montana, we're kind of just like on our own up here.
Mm-hmm. LGBTQ groups in the city are trying to change that experience. Laura Fisher is a volunteer coordinator with Rainbow Coffee House. She feels like Billings' LGBTQ community is improving.
I know we still have our challenges and it might not be as welcoming as some cities, but I think that it's definitely changing in the right direction.
She mentions resources now available, like Rainbow Coffee House, which holds weekly get-togethers for teens, and 406 Pride, which recently opened a resource center for LGBTQ people and their allies. Both sponsors hope to continue the LGBTQ prom tradition in coming years. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.